worked a job for years that I despised. It wasn't the work itself or the people that we served, but the conditions we had to put up with or ignore altogether made me physically ill every single day. Some days, praise and worship on the drive there and meditation music in my office didn't quite cut it. Going out to lunch and burying myself in paperwork didn't do enough. It was actually my three coworkers that made work worth coming to. They understood. They shared my sentiments. They made the day better and more enjoyable. Just their presence alone was a blessing. If either of us were absent, we all noticed and shared a sense of mourning for that time. When they returned, it was like a reunion, even after just one day off. This was a special bond. On birthdays, we all celebrated with a special lunch of their choice, and cake or ice cream or both. For Christmas, we exchanged gifts outside of the office grab bag. Weeks before I got my first car, they loaded me up with antifreeze, jumper cables, washer fluid, mats, funnels, you name it. In the summer, we bought giant freeze pops and kept them at the office. And we sat around laughing about the day and trying to stay cool. In the winter, whoever left work first clean off the other person's windshield so that the snow wouldn't be so packed on. In the spring, our one guy in the group would actually wash our cars whenever he watered the flowers. Wow. Our cook brought us special plates of deliciousness. Our counselor kept clients and calls away when we were taking a break and also picked out the best presents. Me? I made them smoothies every morning. I played DJ during the day. I made the food pickups. I brought in rum cake. We took care of each other, both in a crisis and out of love. It's hard to find a dream team to work with. And I, for one, will never forget my helpers along the way.